All right. Hello, this is B-Sides from the A-List, September 19th, 2016. I am Jacob Turner. All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Jacob Turner. You're listening to KHDX 93.1 from Conway, Arkansas. And this is B-Sides from the A-List. It's a new show this year. This is my first year to be a DJ, so to introduce myself, I'm a sophomore. I'm also the technical director here, and I'm going to be playing music that fits within two different rules. Either it has never been released as a single in the United States, or if it has been released as a single, it has never charted on the Billboard Hot 100, the main chart for U.S. music. If it's charted on anything else, like the alternative charts, then that's perfectly fine. But if it's charted on the Hot 100, that's no go from here. Today's show, all my shows will be focused around a theme or a genre. So for this show, we're going to start with a genre that I have a lot of passion for, and that would be alt-rock. Alt-rock being defined as anything that is rock, but alternative. And that really didn't need to be defined, but hey, there you go. So, let's get started here. I'm going to start with a band called Panama Wedding. Some of you may know this band. A lot of these groups you've probably heard on satellite radio, not so much terrestrial radio. But if you've listened to Alt Nation, you might recognize a few of the artists on here. So we're going to start off with the song All of the People by Panama Wedding.
Just want me to leave. And all of the people,
And that was Panama Weddings, All of the People, off their Parallel Play EP. Now, Panama Wedding, it could be best described as somewhere in between, as Mandy Kimes put it on her post on the Spec, put it as this music is similar to Church's maybe less annoying Foster the People. Apologies to all Foster the People fans out there, myself being one of them. It's definitely a good dance track, but it's one of those that probably best come out of the 80s, where sometimes it's just that feel-good music that you can try to read into the lyrics, but, you know. We're going to play some more music just like that. This time we're going to do is switch it up just a little bit and go into some much newer, relatively speaking, stuff. And then a little bit older with, we'll start out with Andrew McMahon. Andrew McMahon has had a couple of bands over the years, Jack's Mannequin being one of them, but he's recently started on a solo career, and in this solo career, he has framed himself as Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, very alt-rock stylings, and he's had some success with the song that you might know, Cecilia and the Satellite. We're not going to play that here, because that song was pretty popular. We're going to play another one of his, High Dive. High Dive comes off the same album, the titular Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, so this is High Dive.
I took the train home, facing backwards, another hopeless chase, Echo Park, Indian summer. I wrote a new song about your new life, like steps I
yeah.
south, south, dead blood on the wall, 'cause he couldn't face the truth. Oh, knock that down, leave the ground and find some space, and tell your friends, friends, you'll be back again, again, before it's too late. If you come as you are, no need to be sad, it really ain't that
That was Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness with High Dive, and then following that, Colors by Group Love. Now, those two songs, one of them, I can't give you more backstory on. The Andrew McMahon song, when asked about the song in an interview with BuzzFeed, Andrew McMahon said this about High Dive. When I found out I was ill nearly 10 years ago, my wife, then girlfriend, and I had just begun the process of reconciling after being separated. We married in the midst of my recovery and left the beach towns where we grew up to hide out in Los Angeles. Moving back to the beach in 2011 began the process of closing the loop on that chapter of my life and forced me to revisit loose ends. In High Dive, I found myself asking the question, if this wild disruption had never taken place, what would that reconciliation have looked like? Would I be the guy driving by her house late at night, hoping to catch a glimpse of her, but knowing I couldn't come in? In its most universal sense, it's about loving someone so much that you'll take anything they're willing to give, even if it's not enough. Now, I don't really have anything like that for Group Love's Colors, although I can say that it was released on the FIFA 12 soundtrack. Both of those groups, Andrew McMahon and then the group Group Love is coming out with new music soon, and has been constantly releasing a couple of singles from their new album. And Andrew McMahon, I do believe, is back in the studio making some more music. So we have a lot to look forward from them. We're going to slow things down. Well, maybe not slow things down. We're going to take a little bit of turn into what defines alt rock. We're going to go with two more groups here. First up, we've got Alabama Shakes, and then following them, we will have Kaiser Chiefs. So this is Alabama Shakes, Don't Wanna Fight. We'll be right back.
What you like, what I like, why can't we both be right?
this Kaiser cheese with coming home. Let's see. So with Alabama Shakes, the great thing about Alabama Shakes, in my opinion, is that they are a blues, southern rock, alt rock type from Alabama. They really are from where they where their name comes from, and so I find that to be like that. That's really awesome because you know a lot of times you don't necessarily picture anywhere in the South with it being popular alternative rock, but yeah, you have this group Alabama Shakes who's done really well, and that came off their Sound and Color album. The great thing about Don't Want to Fight as well, it was nominated for 2 different Grammys, Best Rock Song and Best Rock Performance. Guess what? It won both. Now with the other one, Coming Home is from a group in England called Kaiser Chiefs. It was a release from their 5th studio album, Education, and War. It peaked at 31 on the UK single charts, and it's done really well for itself, but it's not necessarily well known outside of Britain, which more than qualifies it for this show here. Now that we kind of slowed it down, maybe with Alabama Shakes and with Kaiser Chiefs, so maybe we need to put a little more pep in the step. And maybe we can do that with a little group from Arkansas known as Knox Hamilton. And this is a song off of one of their earliest EPs. In fact, it's not even available for sale for purchase anymore. This is Tom Joyce by Knox Hamilton, and we'll follow it up with the Griswolds.
I've given no, but I've been here.
That was Knox Hamilton with Tom Joyce and the Griswolds with If You Want to Stay. Now, like I said, Knox Hamilton is a group that is from Little Rock. They are a bona fide Arkansas band. And what's great is that they are signed, they are making music, and they are about to release a full-length album here, I believe in November. Don't quote me on that. I really can't find any information other than what I occasionally hear on Alt Nation. They just released a new single, Washed Up Together, and they will be playing at a festival that KHDX is actually covering, Nebo Fest, and that will be happening September 24th, just outside of Dardanelle, Arkansas. Knox Hamilton is headlining the show, and KHDX will be there covering it. The other song you heard, If You Want to Stay, by the Griswolds, from their Be Impressive album. The Griswolds are, again, I believe that they're also one of the big indie groups from Britain right now. I'm going to confirm. No, I stand corrected. They are from Australia. It's close enough. Well, the Griswolds, If You Want to Stay, Be Impressive was a great album. One of the songs I that was really, really big off of this album was called Beware the Dog. It was very popular on Alt Nation. But If You Want to Stay, I believe, is also one a very, very fine song off the album. And we're almost to the conclusion of the show, and that seems really weird. It seems really weird. It's not the close to conclusion of the show. It's only 3:30. Yeah, it's how music works. It you'll see, it ends at 4. We're going to play some newer music. And by newer music, I mean just released music. Since this show is supposed to cover groups and artists that have songs that either haven't been released as singles or haven't hit the Billboard Hot 100, there comes an opportunity for me to play songs that have not been, they haven't been out long enough to be on a chart, even if they have been released as a single. And that's the case with these two songs. One of these songs, I do believe, was actually released maybe 3 or 4 days ago. I think it was the 16th. But we're going to be playing some very, very new music from Bastille and Saint Motel. Bastille, as you may know, is the group that released the Pompeii, which was a big hit. And Saint Motel, you might know from their song My Type. I also know them from Cold Cold Man, but we will not be playing either of those because this is B-sides from the A-list, and we don't play anything that's big on the charts. So this next two songs will be Send Them Off by Bastille and You Can Be You by Saint Motel. Bastille from their newest album Wild World, and Saint Motel from their upcoming album Saint Motelevision.
It was a slight on my honor, so he deserved it. But we're talking about the most brilliant mind this world has ever seen.
And they feed on insecurities I have. Won't you lay your healing hands on my chest? Let your ritual clean. Soak the ropes with your holy water. Tie me down as you read out the words. Set me free. Set me free from my jealousy.
cannot be defined by words.
Send Them Off by Bastille and You Can Be You by Saint Motel, again respectively from the Wild World and the Saint Motel Vision albums. Now, there is something about Send Them Off that I absolutely love. This little fact that I love, and I have to share this with you. There is a sample at the beginning that you heard. It was a spoken intro that sounded like maybe it was from a movie of some sort. Well, you wouldn't be far off. It's actually a re-recording / paraphrasing of an original quote from an Italian sci-fi film called Cosmos, War of the Planets. What's great about this movie is that if you look, I believe that this film on IMDb only has a rating of 2.7 out of 10 stars. And that is just fantastic because me personally, I love bad sci-fi movies, especially those riffed by Mystery Science Theater 3000. But the other great thing about this is that there is a character apparently in this film known as Alex Hamilton. And any of you that follow musical crazes nowadays might recognize that name. Or if you follow politics from the 1800s, I mean, either way, you probably recognize the name Alex Hamilton. Now, as for the You Can Be You by Saint Motel, just a great feel-good song. You really can be you. How about that? That there's a message. And it's plain and simple. There you go. Now, we're going to conclude with one song, and then I'll follow up with a little bit more about the show to close and send things off. I do take requests on this show. If you have a song that you feel is underappreciated and it fits the criteria, feel free to tell me about it, and I'll give you some more information on how to do that at the end of the show. But today's special request doesn't necessarily come from any like, oh, somebody should appreciate. Well, it does. Someone should appreciate the song. But the person in particular happens to be my dad, who is celebrating his birthday today. So in honor of that, I said I'll request a song, any song. And so he requested a song by Young the Giant from their Mind Over Matter album. You might recognize Mind Over Matter as the song with the same name was a very, very huge hit. But that's not what we're going to play today. We are going to play this one. This is Anagram, and it comes from Young the Giant's Mind Over Matter album. And that was Anagram from Young the Giant's Mind Over Matter. Well, that concludes the music from today's B-Sides from the A-List. Now, if you want to know more about B-Sides from the A-List, the music I play or the posts that I make, or even just the weekly audio, if you want to go on the internet to bit.ly/B-Sides, all one word, no dashes, dash A-List. So that's bit.ly/B-Sides-A-List. And that'll take you to the show page on KHDX-FM, where you can find more information about the show and a whole bunch of other stuff. You can also send an email to B-Sides-A-List, no dash, and let me make sure that that's right, because I'd hate for you to send an email. Yes, that is B-Sides-A-List, no dash, B-Sides-A-List at jacobturner.me. So that's B-Sides-A-List at jacobturner.me. If you have anything you'd like to send to the show, any requests or any feedback or anything like that, you can also leave a comment at the bottom of the show page. We'll be posting these audios on a regular basis for those of you who are interested in listening to the show again. And you can find the latest post on the show page. And that concludes this episode of B-Sides from the A-List. Stay tuned. We have more shows coming up for you on KHDX 93.1 FM from Conway, Arkansas. The Hendrix College's 10-watt tower of power. Thanks for listening in.